Does anybody have an opener?
It's March Madness. Yes, it's March Madness. It's March Madness. Yes, it's March Madness. Let me tell you, motherfucker, this... No, I just...
That's it. That's it. Done.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
So, hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Fat Crankcast.
We're just going to jump into that with no
context.
Yeah, everything before that was cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could just start over. Listen, we have options.
I'm Merc.
I'm Kyle.
I continue to be Bri.
And this is the Newsy News.
Current Zero News Flash.
There's a new Scooby-Doo movie coming out?
What?
Get out of here.
Get out. I know, that's...
I have an erection.
It's called Scooby-Doo, get the hell out of here.
It's called Scooby Sweatpants.
Now, how would he wear those sweatpants?
It's just got like...
Kind of shabbily.
Just anyway. Sad old Scooby-Doo and old Matthew Lillard at it again.
Matthew Lillard. It's a one-man show.
Here's the thing. The new voice of Shaggy, Will Forte.
Bite-sized wieners! Oh, God! Oh, who put razor blades in these?
Really?
What?
Yes.
So
this movie, which I think it might actually get a theatrical release... Like, it's probably going to be...
Is it animated?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's an animated. I thought you meant, like, live action again.
It's... The movie synopsis is... the story sees Mystery Incorporated join forces with other heroes of the Hanna-Barbera universe to save the world from Dick Dastardly and his evil plan.
Ooh. My goodness.
And this time, the threat is real.
That could be fun, because there's a whole slew.
Oh, yeah.
Into the Hanna-Barbera-verse.
Yeah.
So, the cast includes Will Forte as Shaggy, Gina Rodriguez as Velma... Frank Welker's back as Scooby-Doo, and Tracy Morgan as Captain Caveman.
That's pretty
cool. Captain Caveman? Yeah. Oh, he was my favorite.
So we might get a new, like, Laugh Olympics out of this.
That would be delightful.
I like Will Forte, but frankly, I mean, like...
I can't see him as Shaggy, honestly.
No, I can't at all. And, like, Lillard's good. Give him that. He's quite good. He's a good Shaggy.
He's better than Scott Manville. We all know about my hatred of Scott Manville.
It's true. It's well documented.
Scott Manville.
Scott.
But you know when it's coming out?
No.
Never.
Me neither. Me neither.
I guess we'll find out.
Together.
Together.
Speaking of movies.
Oh.
Of course, they are looking for the new Batman.
Yeah.
And nothing's been...
Well, look no further.
Yes. Nothing's been quite nailed down. This isn't really news. It is news, but it's not. Whoa. Apparently, Joey Lawrence... Is looking to be the new Batman.
Oh, sorry. He's looking to be the new Batman. They're looking at Joey Lawrence to be the new Batman.
He made a crack. Like, I think he was kind of half joking.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, all his fans were like how many of them there? I don't mean to slag him. Whatever. But
I hope he's doing well.
And I hadn't seen pictures of him in years, and I'm like, he doesn't have the same look. Like,
yeah. I mean, does he look like Melissa and Joey?
I haven't seen him act. Maybe he could pull it off. I don't know. But it was just...
Sure, it's possible.
Just all I could picture was, whoa.
Yeah.
The Joker. Whoa.
Yeah. You're not escaping that.
No. You can't
get... Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks the same as the last time I saw him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, we hang out.
He doesn't have any hair anymore.
No, that's true.
It's either he becomes Batman or he has to put out his tell-all memoir, Woe is Me.
He becomes the Batman or it goes long enough to he becomes the villain of his own story?
Of his own story?
Someone's
is
story?
Is that it?
That's it. As long as you keep speaking hi at the end.
Yeah, it's Blossom's story and it's always been Blossom's story. Listen. They're going to do a 6 spinoff on, like, Netflix at some point, and you'll get a walk-on appearance in episode 6, and you'll be happy for it.
Starring Nikki 6.
Yeah. as always, frankly, I feel like this isn't news as much as it is rampant speculation. But there's a lot of...
But Joey Lawrence is...
Yes. Yeah. But about the actual comics industry.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of talk going on. Mostly anytime any sort of change might be in the air or someone says literally anything at any point, everyone's like, oh, Marvel and DC are done for. Everything's collapsing.
Okay.
However, there are a couple of rumors going around that, like, one, DC is looking at, like, cutting the amount of titles they're putting out monthly by a certain percentage. I don't know exactly what it is. Some people are, like, saying they're, like, literally going to slash it in half. Others saying, like, you know, like 15 to 20 pen or something like that, which, I mean, you know, fine.
That's not the first time.
No, absolutely not. That's a pretty regular occurrence. Marvel, there's a South by Southwest, I think, Joe Quesada and... someone else at Marvel, CB Sobolski, that's the dude.
Oh, good.
They're gonna have an Asian
writer.
They're gonna have some sort of a talk or something basically going on about it. Looks like what they're really trying to play up how much Marvel Comics has, you know, the impact of Marvel Comics in other mediums and other like movies and TV and merchandising and stuff like that, and trying to like really play up how essential the actual comics division is to that. Some people are taking that to be like, maybe they're making an appeal here to like, because I don't think they're very profitable, if at all, really, to Disney. All just complete speculation. Anytime like Joe Quesada says like, I like pizza, it's like, oh, they're shutting down Marvel Comics and replacing
it with... They're shutting down Marvel Pizza.
Yeah, they're shutting down Marvel Comics and replacing it with the pizza division. Recently, there's a few speeches at Comics Pro, which is sort of a regular kind of a retailer / industry event that they do in North Carolina. Brian Hibbs, who runs Comics Experience or something in San Francisco. He's kind of a major... I don't know if you know his name or not. Yeah, he's pretty...
He's a major player at the Cracker Factory.
He's an outspoken retailer, basically.
He's a major cracker at the Player Factory.
Absolutely. And he had a whole... kind of a speech out, kind of going over some it's worth reading if you're sort of interested.
You can read,
yeah, if you go like Comics Beat, they have like a whole or even Bleeding Cool, whatever you might think of that outlet, transcript of the speech, but basically going on about, you know, kind of the dire situation that retailers continue to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true, which is very, very, very true. Like he mentioned out that like a lot of like there's a lot of top 100 books that aren't even like at the 20,000 copy mark, which is not great. And he puts actually quite a bit of blame. I'm not gonna like do the speech or anything like that, but he puts a fair amount of blame on retailers themselves for basically enabling and permitting sort of exploitative business practices. Uh-huh. Like he puts a lot of blame on like nonstop variant covers and again crossover tie-ins like out the fucking just
Marvel.
But he does put a lot on that retailers basically telling them, like, hey, like, you know, this is actually damaging the industry and damaging your business. And they only get away with it because you order it every time. You reward it.
It's that catch-22.
It is, though.
If people want it, they have to order it.
That's true.
And if they don't, then they're like, well, go elsewhere. And then they...
I forget if it was mentioned already, but like somebody had done some math somewhere online about just they have that War of the Realms coming out at Marvel in like May.
I think we were April. Talking about
I think we already talked, but like literally if you wanted to read everything for like literally that 1 month, it would just be like, I forget exactly
what the exact titles was, or something. Yeah.
Staggeringly high. Like if you want to like follow this event, it's okay, like...
I just went and picked up my stuff on Wednesday at the shop and you know, you get the Marvel, sometimes you get those like Marvel preview books.
Yeah.
And it's like, here's what's happening in the next like 6 months or something. And of course, like War of the Realms is a big part of it. But that was in my mind, in the back of my head, was what you had said. So flipping through, and I'm like, holy fuck, like War of the Realms, Daredevil. What? Like, what the fuck does... Why would Daredevil care?
It's this exact same thing. And
these little mini titles of like, oh, this little group and this little group are off in Jotunheim. And then this little group is in Musseltown and, you know, like whatever. And I did that up.
Muscletown?
They're in Muscletown. Lots of phlegm.
It's fun. I like it. I like it a lot. I want to go there.
Yeah.
Let's go.
But like, and of course it's like, here it's Iron Fist and Spider-Man and Venom and Wolverine all together and Luke Cage and, you know, like
weird mashup teams.
Yeah. And it's like they get to go to this place. And
I want
to
read the one with Kate Bishop and Balder and Miles Morales and a baby. I do want to read that one, though. It sounds, I want to read it.
Yeah.
That one got stunt cast and it is being written by podcasters. So there's hope for me.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I was actually, and oddly enough, I'm totally unprepared because I had thought of that when I was reading it. I saw that, the
McElroy.
McElroy's, yeah. I was like, there's two pages and it says McElroy Brothers. And I was like, what? What? Oh, I'll set this aside and bring
so
it
down. So we need to be more famous.
Yes.
So that we can just shimmy our way into Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can be Trolls 3.
We can be part of their massive event.
Yes, we can be part of the problem.
Yeah.
Finally, we can stop being part of the solution.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a lot that I could say, but basically...
Well, no. Okay, that...
The main point is, like, he does acknowledge, like, as far as, like, content goes, as far as, like, excellent comics being put out, he says, like, kind of in a golden age, and there's, like, a lot of amazing comics coming out right now, but there's also just, like, a massive glut of just kind of... Just to fill the racks kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
You know what? And people, it's always going to be like that.
To some degree,
ebb and flow a bit. You're never going to have, look at all the great comics everywhere.
And there's only 9 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either like you have less or you have more, but there's always going to be that mix. And you never know what's going to happen until it comes out. And then it's whatever.
You know, people make the 90s comparison a lot, but I mean, like, it felt like for a while there after that, when it was sort of like post-bankruptcy, post-like collapse, you know, they kind of would pare things down a little bit. And maybe we're looking at the need to do that right now. That's another thing he called out. No, it's just like the staggering amount of, like, how many Spider-Man books are out right now? There's like a ton of them. Like, every major character is like, it's almost like 2 comics a week coming out for them. And if you're a fan of that character, you can't do it.
And I think part of the problem is the movies.
Yeah.
Not the movies themselves, but the movies, and then, if there's that movie, we have to have all these books.
Exactly.
The books need to reflect the movies, and then we need to have 5 of those books, and then we need to gear all those books towards the movies. It's like, no, you had really good storylines going, and then because this movie came out, you cut it short.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Another thing mentioned, again, about editors, basically saying, like, editors basically exist for corporate synergy instead of actually editing these days, which, valid complaint.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. I mean, it's worth reading the whole thing through. He makes some good arguments, maybe some you might agree with, but I just think there's a lot to suggest we could be on the precipice of having to, like, you know, a bit of a crisis where they got to pare things back, and maybe that'll be a good thing.
It's an That's not
yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
No,
not at all.
No.
I mean, if the comics don't spark joy.
Yeah.
The Oscars.
Hey,
the Oscars.
How did we not talk about that?
We have not talked about the Oscars yet.
This has all just been like misery and just like, just grousing.
Okay, so
here's what I hate. So here's what I hate about the Oscars.
Editor's note, I cut out about 8 minutes of us talking about Captain Marvel and how sometimes people are just the worst. So you don't have to listen to that. I listened to that.
Spidey got...
Yeah.
Best animated.
Hell,
like,
yes.
Oh my god, a Spider-Man movie won. Like a superhero movie won animated. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's well deserved.
Oh,
it was
god, yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. That was like
spectacular.
Yeah. It's back in at least here.
Yeah.
Back in the theater here, and I'm just like, oh shit,
Should
I wish I had a couple
again?
Minutes. I do want to see it again. I guess it's out on Blu-ray
in
like a couple of weeks, probably,
But also Black Panther got nominated. And a lot of people are, like, some people are upset that...
For Best Picture, mind you.
For Best Picture, yes. For fucking Oscar Best Picture.
Yeah. Is that, like, the first... Well, I don't know. Is that, like, the first superhero movie to get
nominated
for Best Picture?
I think
Dark Knight might have.
I didn't win, but I think it got nominated.
Yeah, you might be right. And that was, like, maybe it's still... I think the year Dark Knight got nominated, they sort of, like, doubled the amount of Best Picture nominations, I think.
Did they?
I could be wrong. I think it was like 5, and then they boosted it to 10. I think
it's still a
higher number.
Jesus.
Pretty sure it used to just be like 5 nominated.
But anyways, there was a lot of people who were very upset that Black Panther didn't win. I personally don't think it. I think it was a very good movie. I don't think it should have won Best Picture of an Oscar.
No, I don't.
But
think
the same
Green
time,
Book should have won.
You know
but...
what? Somebody else. I was listening to the radio or something, and somebody was talking about it, and they were like, they quoted. Forgive me, I'm pretty sure they said it was Spielberg said, you know what, if you're nominated for Best Picture and you lost, you're in the same you're in like in league with Citizen Kane and Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think you're okay.
Yeah.
Like,
no, for
and
sure.
I don't know. Good I tried point. To look up that quote later on and I couldn't find it. But you know what? Like, Citizen Kane, Star Wars, Hitchcock never won director. Either did Stanley Kubrick. You know what? There's a lot of amazing work that were nominated. None of
this
is
definitive to begin with. This is all decided again, by a bunch of old white dudes.
This,
like, who cares?
This goes back to having a review, and it's art. And people reviewing art and giving awards for art. It's ridiculous. And I think it's crazy. That you can't do it.
No, you can't. It's not an objective thing.
Here's the cool thing at the moment, and here's what the influence is that, and it's...
Yeah, it's very subjective. On that note, it's objectively a crime that Green Book won and Black Klansman didn't, but that's fine.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It's a joke, but also Black Klansman was great. You know what?
But the thing is,
I haven't seen it still.
It's very good.
That's all I've been hearing on the radio is people are so pissed off. Possibly, and
a lot of it was Green Book was like, white man learns a lesson.
They're gonna win every Best Picture for The End of Time.
But is it a good or a bad movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
No, that's fair enough. I haven't seen it either.
All I know, is what other people say, and we've been recursing.
Well, I know that I have seen Black Klansman, and I thought it was fantastic. It was one of the best movies I've seen. I saw in the past year, but
that week.
Yeah. But listen, I'm not going to see.
But
most
it's no Aquaman. Have you guys seen Aquaman yet?
No. Not yet, no.
Awesome.
See, like, if that were to come back into theaters for a week, I'd make some time because I haven't seen it yet. But then again, I can see Spider-Verse again. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Can I also just mention...
No.
And this is another separate thing.
No. Yes, you can.
No!
This is still going.
We're
still in the news.
Oh, my God.
We've been talking about Dark Horse ongoing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they seem to be losing properties left, right, and center.
Did we mention Usagi in the last one?
I think we did. Oh, did we mention it last time?
No. Since we last talked about it.
We're
all
going to
say this at the same time.
Since we last talked about it. You just peaked it.
Oh, yes.
We just cut all that out.
Since we last discussed it, Yosagi Ojimbo has
IDW? IDW. It's moving to IDW, and two, it's going to be... It's a black and white comic. It's always been a black and white comic with the occasional color special, but it's
going
to be color.
Full color.
Full color all the time now, which is... I've got mixed feelings about because when it's in color, it still looks nice. His art style lends itself well to don't go too deep.
Are they
going to
have a separate colorist or is he
It's the same. I think it's Tom Luth or Tom Luth.
Okay,
is his name who has done the covers, like the colors for the covers, and every time they do it, his team is very just him, and he works with a couple of people regularly, if that. And that's I think that's what. So good for him. Forgetting, that
full-time gig.
Forgetting a bit of an upgrade there in the job, but yeah. So I mean, like,
I was talking to the local comic guy, comic store owner, and I mentioned that we've been talking about it every time I go in. I was like, oh my god, they lost another one, and I mentioned it to him. And he's like, well, yeah. He goes, but like, it doesn't sell tons.
It's not
so number wise. It's not like a heavy thing. And he goes, but you got to think that Dark Horse still has Mignola. It has Black Hammer, which is doing super well, and Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, which is going to get a big...
The Netflix thing just came out, and I watched it, and like I never read Umbrella Academy, but it was good.
Umbrella Academy, you could read all of it in an evening. There's
not a ton.
I read the first trade. There's two trades, and the third one is coming out now.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's been it.
Really? I thought there was way more.
When did
that
come out? I think it initially came out like
2009?
Yeah.
It's
been like 10 years. Geez. And like there's very little actual material.
He did a series in 2013. Each one is like 6 issues.
Jeez. Yeah. Is it still...
It's the guy from My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Gerard
Way.
I didn't know that.
The artist was Gabriel Ba, I'm pretty sure. Has it been Gabriel Ba for all of them?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, he's great. He's worked on, like, Casanova with Fabio Moon as his brother, and they have very similar style, and they're great. I love those guys.
Fabio Moon and Gabriel Ba?
Yes, they're great.
They're
Brazilian brother artist pair.
The Brazilian made-up name brothers, yes.
And I'm pretty sure, actually, Casanova they did with Matt Fraction. They would alternate run to run, like one would do one moment did the other, kind of a thing. Anyway, I mean, I have a feeling that there's going to be some pressure to put out some more comic material, lot more, but we'll
mentioned that, and he
There's a ghost in the walls.
Like, he was like, well, he goes, I don't think that they didn't anticipate that sales were going to be better once it came out on Netflix, but at the same time, he said they put out a trade right before it, and it's already sold out, and they're doing like another trade after it.
I mean, like Gerard Way could make some extra time to put out more comics. If not, he can find an apprentice who also fucking loves Grant Morrison. We got a cat.
We got a cat. Oh, that cat wants to jump on the table.
Totally.
Or the computer. No matter where you go, you're basically fucked at this point, cat.
There's nowhere.
Fuck my cat. Should we end the news now?
Yeah.
No, there's more news.
No, for God's
sake. What the f***?
March Madness! Let's get ready to... Do what?
Compare two characters!
Let's get ready to pit these people against each other. We are once again doing March Madness. If you haven't listened to this before, we take eight characters. Bri picked three, Merc picked three, I picked two. We don't know who each other has picked, but they are going to fight to the death. And we are going to
randomly thrown into a fictional pit.
Yes.
We got ourselves a world tournament style brackets,
mm-hmm.
or just a regular bracket from another thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Nerd. And you'll end up with one. They'll work their way through each other until only one remains.
And we have done this. We were trying to figure out. This is number five.
This is the fifth time we've done it.
So soon, really not far from now,
we'll have our tournament of champions
yes.
and our tournament of losers.
Whoever just did not make it.
Yes. But really, anybody who loses, they're in the same boat as Star Wars or Citizen Kane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
that's right. That applies to everything.
That's right. Jimmy Olsen, I believe. Our first loser.
Oh, the actual when the maestro the just actual ate him, I think. I thought you meant the losers of the winners that would go through the...
No.
Oh.
Look,
oh, yeah. Oh, we should do that.
Look,
yeah.
They're all winners.
Yeah. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No, no.
All right. So first up, chosen by Bri, is Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
Of Mega City 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to be taking on Leatherhead.
Oh! Nice.
Wait, Leatherhead.
Leatherhead. Leatherhead. What are you thinking? Who are you thinking of? Why did,
I was
you,
thinking
why
leather,
did you emphasize the head?
I was thinking leather face for a second.
Leather vest.
Leather chaps.
No, Leatherhead.
Leather ass.
The alligator guy from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, right.
Okay. Is he Cajun or not?
Oh, he's Cajun.
Oh, we're talking Cajun style.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Love that chicken and Popeye.
Okay.
So, right. Debate begin, I guess.
All right. Judge Dredd. He's...
the law.
He is the law.
Done deal.
Yeah.
He's over. That.
Point. He's a good fighter.
He's
a
good right agent there. Of chaos.
Yeah. He's a big strong man. He's a big hard strong man. I gotta stop.
He's extremely.
I gotta stop. I gotta stop.
An extremely man.
You're an extremely man hard guy. Tall.
I gotta feel like Leatherhead though is like stronger than a big beef dude, right? He's an alligator man.
Well, really, alligator man, Leatherhead guy. It's strength is his thing, correct?
Brute strength, yes.
Brute strength.
He's very strong. Yeah. If you're going with the comics version, he's pretty smart also.
I'm
but he's also
this,
not
just
in
like
control.
A, just like a general Leatherhead, like
all
know,
purpose.
An amalgamation.
Yeah. Fair enough.
An amalgam.
He's got the hat.
An amalgam.
Cajun accent.
Oh, yeah. And he's throwing lobsters like the video game. Crawdads.
I mean, how do you not?
I found a damn crawdad down the bayou on those troll match, Mr.
I feel like Leatherhead could take some bullets.
Crotch.
I think Leatherhead could take some bullets, though. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to, like, get shot and die immediately. He's going to take some shots.
Either will Judge Dredd.
It's true.
But
what,
no one's
what if Leatherhead
bullets.
Chomps on his head, though?
He's got a helmet.
He's got a helmet! Oh!
I didn't even think of that. He has a helmet.
You bite on his head, he goes, oh, no.
Then he, yeah.
rarely takes off.
That's true. Oh, this is a tough one.
I mean, I think what it comes down to is this a close range battle or a long range battle?
If Leatherhead has to be close range.
Yeah.
That's all he's got.
He's a bit
he
of
can
a,
throw lobsters, a, but only so far.
He's a bit of a Zangief.
Yeah.
My crawl don't go far.
And Judge Dredd does a lot of shooting from a distance.
Mm-hmm. and blowing stuff up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Gotta give it to Dredd, I think so. It's fair.
One down.
Dredd has been judged.
Dredd is not dead. Head is dead.
Zed is dead.
Leatherhead.
Dredd v. Head. Dawn of Head.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
How about Bread?
Judge Dredd wins.
Okay. Next up is Metamorpho.
Oh.
Versus Starfire.
We haven't done Metamorpho.
Begin the Metamorpho?
I don't know if we have. I don't think.
I put him down and I was like, have we done this before?
Wait. Have we done Metamorpho before? You guys start talking. I'm going to look that
up. If we haven't done Metamorpho before, then this one is, what's his name? Shift.
Yeah, it's Shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different character, sort of.
We done it?
I'm still looking.
You nodded your head. So.
No, I'm not even like, go and talk. It's let's an just audio continue. Podcast.
So, okay, Starfire being which I'm totally blanking on Starfire.
Teen Titans, Starfire.
For some reason, there's so many
because
I know there's all these ones that star this, star
there's
that.
There's also Fire just, Star.
Yeah, I was like, who am I? So many characters to remember. I had a stroke.
And there's Fistire R.
Firefire, Star.
I immediately thought Starman, and I was like, no, it's not Starman.
Yeah.
No, it's the other star person. I was thinking a male character. Okay.
She's going to have fiery hair and shoot you with fire and fly around and be very powerful.
She's tough.
Very tough.
She's very tough. She's got the distance thing.
Easy.
She'll go the distance.
She'll fly up and blast you. I mean, Metamorpho can, like, you know, you can turn into gas and...
You can get gassy on you.
You can get real gassy. How are you gonna hit...
Oh, it smells!
How are you gonna hit gas, though, is the thing. You know what I mean? Is he flammable gas, is my question.
I think the thing to beat Metamorpho is you gotta be smart enough to beat Metamorpho. Is she really enough of a tactician kind of character?
Yeah, like,
or is she more of just a like an actiony?
She's no dummy.
No, she's not necessarily the tactician.
Is she going to be a Batman? Not that level.
Nobody's. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. She can be.
You're going to have to understand elements and what's going to react to this, and oh, he's doing this, so I can do this, and I'm going to shoot that rock, and it's going to become magma. And then that'll go over there, and it'll solidify his gaseous form.
I don't know why you're doing a voice.
I don't know why I'm doing a voice either.
Why are you doing that voice?
I don't know.
Whose feelings are you trying to hurt?
Everyone.
Yeah. So this is a tricky one. There's an argument one way. There's an argument another way. As arguments tend to be.
That's generally okay.
I just defined an argument.
Now, what is an argument?
Yeah.
And where do they come from?
I personally think Metamorpho would take it because
I feel like you got to go with your gut on this.
You can punch him, but can you really punch? Like it's not a physical battle.
Again, she like literally hit him with like heat, like fire blast. But
then he seems to be able to counter all of that.
Yeah, unless she just really wears him down with it though.
No.
From a distance, like he can't get at her.
Like with every battle of two characters, there's always going to be one could win and one could the other. My gut instinct is that Metamorpho would take
My gut instinct is Starfire. So let's just be real dicks and put this on Kyle.
It's all on Kyle.
I think it's going to be Metamorpho, frankly.
All right. Okay.
Like Metamorpho, I mean, he just has more experience. He's been around longer.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, you let Starfire lose her temper and she's not paying attention. He can just, you know, he can have a little bit of him off to the side and just come up behind her and give her the old Majin Buu. Now I'm speaking Bri's language.
Yes, you are, sir. Okay. All right. Metamorpho takes it. Hey, the vote's in. I disagree, but that's fine.
Well, I'm out. I quit.
Metamorpho wins.
Oh, this one's actually an interesting one. Whenever I do this, I take all eight of these characters and I put them in a random number generator.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally try to make it so that it's not one person's picks going against each other.
Yeah.
This time it is. It's Strong Guy versus Monica Rambeau. Photon.
Captain Marvel slash Photon slash Spectrum slash whatever she was going.
And these were both chosen by Merc. I am happy that Monica didn't end up going up against Starfire. Yeah. That would have just been like, well, this is little, silly.
Yeah.
Monica, I think, is going to take him the hell out real
as
fast.
As much as I love Guido.
Yeah, love Guido. But Monica's
what
on
do you
level.
Love about him?
You know what?
That he's a big, strong guy.
He is a big, strong guy. It really, like, I haven't seen much of him in years. And I haven't read any of the books with him, but it was like there's one stretch when he first joined, when X-Men, Larry Stroman was drawing it.
Yeah.
And it was just, that was my introduction, really, to Strong Guy. Like, before I'd seen him, and he was just, he was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then now he kind of embraced the ridiculous and made it more interesting.
Okay.
And it just made him a fun character.
You can't, Strong Guy has to be.
He has to be. But you got to own it.
Yeah.
And in that book, in the X-Factor book, he owned it. And I was like, this is good. I like this.
Yeah. But I mean, Monica's just going to fucking just cream him.
He's going to
be reduced to a cream.
Yeah. Done.
Strong Guy cream. From Chanel.
Strong Guy cream.
I was thinking Schlitz.
Strong cream.
Wow.
Monica Rambeau wins.
And then there was one more, and it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Versus Scrooge McDuck.
Oh, fantastic.
Which, like, I guess there is.
Well, the comic book characters.
There is the comic book.
Like, Buffy's a TV character, but there's been, hundreds and hundreds of comics.
And Scrooge McDuck is a comic character, but he's had TV shows.
Yeah, exactly.
So who's
can he buy enough security?
Yeah, really, yeah, exactly.
Is really
the look, he's in the money.
He must be very strong and have dense bones. He can swim through gold.
That is true.
Yeah.
He could bounce on her head with his cane.
These are all things that vampires can do, and her job is slaying them.
Well, good thing we don't have Ducula in this tournament.
Yeah. Oh, he was.
He was
one of I don't think I'd be ready for that.
He was one of my characters.
Oh.
Bring him back.
So you think Buffy would win?
I think Buffy would win. I think that's a pretty easy one. I mean, I want to see this. I want to see, like, actual Buffy, like, live action Buffy, like, having to try to kill Sarah him Michelle in his Geller. Cartoon universe. Yeah.
It becomes an opposites attract Paul Abdul.
I was
thinking like Howard the Duck.
Oh. But so like, it just gets creepy sexually.
Live action 80s Howard the Duck.
How hard would it be to Photoshop Sarah Michelle Gellar and like a drawing of Scrooge McDuck onto that staircase? I just wonder how hard that would be.
Just going to write it down now. I mean, these episodes need images.
They just write
so.
Themselves.
It's true.
All right, fine.
So but yeah, Buffy for we sure. Have
Buffy wins.
So next, we've got the two semifinals and then the final round.
Woo!
So in the first semifinal match, Judge Dredd versus Metamorpho. I think this one's an easy win for Metamorpho.
I think so too. Like, I think so too.
What's Judge Dredd gonna do? Bullets. Shoot him a bunch? Yeah.
There's not much he can do.
Oh no, bullets! My thing that I'm not weak against at all.
It's all you got.
T-1000.
I shouldn't have turned into cottage cheese.
Yeah. Oh, I turned into flesh. I turned into highly susceptible to bullet flesh.
Why did I turn into glass?
It's a bad call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty...
Okay, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Metamorpho. Just straight up Metamorpho.
All right.
Takes him out.
So now, Monica Rambeau versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This one's a tougher one.
Is it?
It's not really that tough.
It's not really that tough.
Really?
If Metamorpho can easily take...
Yeah.
Like, really, what does Buffy have?
Buffy, she's super strong.
She has a certain set of skills.
Pluck?
Yeah.
Tenacity?
She's very strong, but she's not like...
Yeah.
I don't think she's like up against...
Light.
Yeah.
Are you stronger than light?
No. No, she isn't, unfortunately.
No.
I feel like there'd be some solid mutual respect between them. Monica probably wouldn't go her hardest, but there's no way she's losing this one.
Yeah.
All right.
Which Sad. Leads to a very Ooh, interesting yeah. final battle.
Yeah, I know.
This is just straight up power. It's full on science.
Yeah. Power.
Like of understanding.
We don't know enough to talk about science.
Quick, call a scientist.
Yeah.
All right, let me just hang on a sec. I'm just going to call him.
He's got a scientist.
Oh, it's Arnold Scientist.
Arnold Scientist.
I don't know anything about that. I'm a plumber. My last name is Scientist. told you, stop calling me. I'm calling the police. I'm hanging up now.
Uh-huh. So Monica can go, like, the speed of light and just lasers and what zim, have zim, you. Zim, zim, zoom.
Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom.
Bim, bam, boom.
And a zoom, zoom.
Zip, 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 zip. Really, but metamorpho, again, can change it to gas.
Not
but
light, though.
Lasers can affect gas.
That's true.
So lasers can affect gas.
But it's a matter
Does he have an offensive skill here, or is it merely, like, defensive, not getting just blasted to hell?
Can he not form a mirror? In terms of, like, certain compounds. Like, really, like, dense sand.
Again, we
sand.
Aren't the science guys.
I'm going to say yes.
That he can turn it to a
mirror.
Turn into a mirror.
Fuck you. I'm a mirror.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm a fucking mirror.
Stop hitting yourself.
So, again, that'll
look at yourself for a little while.
So you're saying that'll deflect her.
At least it's a defensive measure.
It seems like he mainly has defensive measures.
But then if she's got offensive measures that can never affect him.
You're kind of just at an impasse then.
Yes.
So she's just going to tire herself out and get real sleepy.
Well, until...
Or he does until she can get a shot in.
Her bulb wears out.
Her bulb.
Her bulb. She's... Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like...
What do you feel like?
I don't know. I feel
what
like
do
he,
you
I feel
like
even his defensive measures, she still would have an impact on it. You can turn
she
him.
She would.
Yeah, I feel like she could still chip away.
Yeah,
at
I
it.
Figure. I think both of them could affect each other. In
yeah.
Factors.
My gut says though, I feel like ultimately Monica's going to win.
You think so? Yeah.
I think so. I think that. No, I think no, that he has solid defensive measures, but he won't be able to hold her off entirely, and she just needs to have one good shot, and then he's. And she wins.
Yeah, at no point during this do I really see Metamorpho going on the offensive.
No.
It's a lot of stalling tactics.
Which is it's a wonderful power. I want to see this. I want to see a comic that's just this fight. That'd be real cool.
Yeah.
But I don't see him finding a way to beat her. The best case scenario is that she tires herself out and like collapses or something. But I feel like, I feel like she'd take it before that happens.
All right,
in my opinion.
I'll go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So.
We have a winner.
We have a winner, and it is Spectrum.
Captain Marvel.
Photon.
Monica Rochambeau.
The one, the only. I was Captain Marvel. I led the Avengers, Monica Rambeau.
Exactly.
So we're almost at the point where we can do a thing.
It's gonna.
We're
it's
over
gonna
the halfway point.
We're we've been doing every like 6 months or so.
Do 2 a year.
We're gonna see.
I think we should pick up the pace.
Fast track this.
We should do a quarterly.
But
and
the
then...
anticipation
by who?
Oh come on! You ruined my fun. Bye.
End it right there. Do it.
Zero issues.